Lord Shiva himself instructs Parvati, Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnu Aradhanam Param Tasmat Paratra Devi Tadiyanam Samarchanam. That of all kinds of worship, the worship of Vishnu or Krishna is the highest. But even higher than the worship of Vishnu or Krishna is the worship of Krishna's devotee. Srila Prabhupada explains that Krishna has many devotees in different rasas, Dasya Ras, Sakya Ras, Vatsalya Ras, and Madhurya Ras. And of all of the rasas, Madhurya Ras is the highest. And therefore the worship of devotees in Madhurya Ras is the highest of all types of worship. Sometimes the Lord himself worships the devotee, as in the case of Lord Ramachandra. Sometimes he also worshipped Lord Shiva. So if the Supreme Personality of Godhead can worship the devotee, worship Lord Shiva, then what to speak of other devotees? They also worship Lord Shiva in the same spirit. Not that they think that Lord Shiva is an independent god or equal to Lord Vishnu, but they worship him as a devotee of Lord Vishnu. For us Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Lord Shiva has special significance. He appears in many places in Srimad Bhagavatam, which is considered to be the Amala Purana, or the spotless Purana. Srimad Bhagavatam is accepted as the supreme authority by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Shiva is exalted in many pastimes described in Srimad Bhagavatam. One that comes to mind is when the demigods and demons were churning the ocean, and the ocean turned to poison. The ocean of poison threatened the entire universe, and no one knew what to do. But Lord Shiva, being so magnanimous and at the same time so inconceivably powerful, he drank the entire ocean of poison and kept it in his throat. And consequently, his throat turned a bluish color. And ever since then, Lord Shiva has a bluish line in his throat, and therefore, and he's considered very beautiful exceptionally beautiful with his bluish throat. And therefore he is known by the name Nilakanth. Lord Shiva himself, as a great devotee, Srimad Bhagavatam says, Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu, that Shiva's the greatest devotee. He specifically wanted to serve Lord Krishna in Raja. And Lord Shiva is also known as Kshetrapal. He's the protector of the Dham. And in particular, he wanted to protect Krishna in his childhood, and therefore he took up residence near Nandagram and is known there as Nandishwar Mahadev. Similarly, he took up residence at Govardhan near Manasi Ganga. And there he's known as Chakleshwar Mahadev. He took up residence in Kamyavan, and there he is known as Kameshwar Mahadev. And he took up residence in Vrindavan itself, and there he's known as Gopishwar Mahadev. Gopishwar Mahadev is considered one of the most merciful personalities in Vraj. The deity of Gopishwar Mahadev, as well as the other deities of Lord Shiva in Vraj, were established by Lord Krishna's great-grandson, Bhadranab. And this particular deity, during the day, is worshipped as a regular Shiva Linga, as in other temples of Mahadev. But in the evening, the pujaris dress the deity in a sari with jewelry and ornaments as a gopi. The history of Gopishwar Mahadev, as received through disciplic succession, is as follows. Lord Shiva, of course, of all of the forms of Godhead, Krishna is considered the highest, and he has certain qualities that even Lord Narayan does not have. And among his special qualities are his very sweet pastimes and the fact that he's surrounded by very special devotees. And of all of his devotees, the gopis are considered the highest. And of all of his pastimes, his Rasalila is considered his supermost. So Lord Shiva wanted to participate in the Rasa dance. So he performed austerities in Vrindavan, and he was able to please Purnamasi, who is Yogamaya. In terms of tattva, she is Yogamaya. And in terms of Leela, she is an elderly Brahmani. And Shiksha Guru for all Vrijbasis. So, under her instruction, Lord Shiva took bath, and when he came out of the sacred waters, he had the form of a gopi. Because no one can enter the rasa dance unless in the form of a gopi. So Lord Shiva, in the form of a gopi, went to the area of the rasa dance near the Jamuna River in Vrindavan. And when the other gopis, or cowherd girls of Vraj, saw her, they immediately approached her and began to ask so many questions, like, what is your name, who is your husband, what does he do, where is your house, in what village do you reside, and so many questions that she could not answer. So the other gopis came to the conclusion that the so-called new gopi was not really one of them. And they became very angry at the imposter and began to beat her. So Krishna, in the form of the gopi, began to take the name of Purnamasi, and immediately Purnamasi came and said, don't beat her. She's actually Lord Shiva. He's a great devotee, and then because of her position, the gopis listen to her because she's like their spiritual guide and elder. And then she told Lord Shiva that actually you cannot directly participate in the rasa dance because the rasa dance is reserved for gopis. But you can stay near the arena of the rasa dance and witness it and protect the arena of the rasa dance from other people who are not qualified to enter. And then she also gave him the benediction that he could give someone the qualification to enter the rasa dance. So therefore every evening around the time of sunset, the pujaris in the temple dress Gopeshwar Mahadev as a gopi, and devotees pray to him or her to help them to become qualified to actually enter into the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan. So the temple of Gopeshwar Mahadev, established by Vrajanab, is very near Vangsiva, where Krishna, the famous tree under which Krishna blew his transcendental flute to summon the gopis for the rasa dance. And of course, so much more could be said, but this is Gopeshwar Mahadev. It is said that Sanatana Goswami especially was a close friend of Lord Shiva in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, Sanatana Goswami resided at the Madan Mohan temple, and at Govardhan he resided at Manasi Ganga, just near Chakleshwar Mahadev. And once he was so disturbed by the mosquitoes there that he decided to leave because he couldn't do his bhajan, he couldn't write his books. And so Lord Shiva became very concerned because he liked Sanatana Goswami to be near to him there. So he came to Sanatana Goswami in disguise, when just as Sanatana Goswami was packing his things and getting ready to leave. And he asked him, you know, why he was leaving. So Sanatana Goswami said that, you know, he was being disturbed by the mosquitoes too much. He couldn't do his work. So Lord Shiva was relieved to hear that the problem was something that he could easily solve. So he told Sanatana Goswami, just stay one more night, and you know, by tomorrow your problem will be solved. And then Lord Shiva summoned the demigod in charge of insect life and told him to, you know, to keep the mosquitoes away from Sanatana Goswami. And thereafter, there were no more mosquitoes there. So Sanatana Goswami continued to stay there at Chakratirtha up until the end. I mean, he would go to Vrindavan also, but he stayed at Chakratirtha and actually entered into samadhi there. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments?
I received something in the mail tonight. It's the last time. I don't know how bona fide it is, but it's written by a devotee, disciple of Japadaka Swami. Should I read it? It's nice. Yeah, I think. In 1879, the British had, under the leadership of Colonel Martin from the British Guard at Malwa, attacked Afghanistan. In the beginning, Colonel Martin used to send messages to his wife, but the battle continued for a long time, and Lady Martin did not get any more messages from her husband. She was very much worried. Riding on a horse one day, she went out and asked on the way. She saw a temple where some people were worshipping Lord Shiva. She asked what they were doing. An old Brahmin replied that they were worshipping Lord Shiva. On inquiry from Lady Martin, he explained the greatness of Lord Shiva. Seeing her very worried, he asked her what was the matter. She told him the situation. He suggested her to observe the 11th day Lagu Rudri Anustana of the mantra Om Namo Shivaya. The Lady Martin prayed to Lord Shiva that if her husband returned safely from the battlefield, she would build a Shiva temple and started to observe the 11th day Anustana. At the end of the 11th day, a messenger came to the temple and handed over a letter from Colonel Martin to her. In the letter, he had written, In the battlefield, we were surrounded by the Patana soldiers. I would have died along with the British soldiers. Under such precarious situation, I observed a yogi with matted hair from India appearing in the battlefield, who was wielding a trident weapon. By seeing the yogi, the Patana soldiers fled away. Then he said to me, "Do not be afraid. I am Lord Shiva. I am pleased with the worship of your wife. I have come to save you." Reading the letter, Lady Martins burst into tears and bowing her head, she started praying to Lord Shiva. After a few days, Colonel Martin returned to the guard. Now both husband and wife started praying to Lord Shiva regularly. As per the wish of his wife, Colonel Martin built the Shiva temple in 1883 at the expenditure of 15,000 rupees. The inscription in the temple at Mawa still exists. This is the only temple built by an Englishman in India.
Well, ordinary people do approach Lord Shiva for material boons, but pure devotees approach him only for pure devotional service. But it's a nice story.